He was 7'15", and length was like 20 and three quarters.
What time was he born in the middle of the night?
No, it was a C-section, so it was right about mid-morning. It was good.
So you didn't get to rest in the bye week, did you?
Not really, no. I mean, my wife had it worse than me, but, you know, once we got him home, he actually is a pretty good sleeper, but it's still, you know, he wakes up about every 3 hours.
What's his name?
Macklin. Call him Mac.
So four boys, do you mind telling us all the names? That's so
cool. We have Aiden, he's the oldest. Uh-huh. Kale, uh-huh. About to be four. Bo is 16 months, and now baby Mac.
Wow.
Good Lord.
You're what you call in the weeds.
Yeah, that would be a good way to say it, yeah.
Four boys, two boy dogs.
I think that means you're dumb.
And you.
Yeah, yeah. We actually, while they're in there for the C-section, they took a measure to prevent it. So we were done one way or the other, yeah.
You're not going to go for the full football team, right?
No, I mean, if I play point guard, we could have a basketball team.
Besides not getting a lot of sleep, was the bye week good for your knee and your body just to kind of, you know, rest it a little bit, get some of the soreness out?
Yeah, it was very timely for me. I mean, it's a long season. It's been a grind, but I think anytime you get a bye week, I thought it was better. We got it later this year, you know, get the good grind in to begin with, and, you know, at this point it's kind of on the way down.
How much does that do not only for your body but for your mind just in general to kind of, especially with all the negativity the 3 weeks before?
What negativity? You know, it's not how we wanted to go in a bye week, but I think no matter when bye week comes, it's always a good time to kind of step away from it for a little bit and regroup.
Are you itching to get on the field to get that bad taste out of your mouth from the last game?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got a week to prepare here. We didn't do a whole lot of football stuff over the bye week. So, you know, we know our opponent. We've played them before. We know they're talented. But, you know, it was good to watch them on TV and kind of get a jump start on things.
What about Nick Foles, rookie Nick Foles?
Yeah, I mean, that's not really my department. But I watched him a little bit. I mean, I don't know what round he was taking in, but the kid's definitely got talent. And, you know, whatever quarterback they decide to play, I don't know how Vic's, what his situation's like, but you know, I wouldn't be sad if Vic doesn't play. He seems like he always has a good game against us.
They're still running a lot of the wide nine, even though they made the defensive coordinator change from Castillo to Bowles. What specific challenges does that present, you say, in the interior, or is it more on Trent and more on Tyler?
Well, I mean, yeah, they do run the nine technique, but they're good across their whole front, stopping the run and pass protection. So, you know, hopefully we can keep this the kind of game that's beneficial for us where, you know, the run game's going and we don't have to get into a drop back battle, you know, for a whole game, because that's where they excel.
It seemed like they got some good pass rush on the Cowboys using a lot of spin moves. When a lineman, whether it's interior, you know, or end, uses a spin move, I guess how difficult is that to kind of get your hands placement, all that kind of stuff?
Well, I think it's tougher when they mix it up. I mean, if they go into a game and that's really what they're focusing on, I think you can combat it, you can defend it better. But, I mean, I think what makes them good is that's just one of many moves that they use. And, you know, Dallas got into a real drawback battle. So they're going to have more pressures, more hits, more sacks when you're passing the ball that much. And that's the way that game panned out.
The Giants kind of came back to the pack a little bit. The fact that despite the three losses, you look up, you're not that far out of it right now. Kind of energizes you?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that a lot. Coach addressed it. And, you know, it's nice when you do kind of have a letdown in the middle of the season. And kind of on a losing streak that, you know, you're not out of it altogether. So, you know, if we string together some wins, we're going to be right back in this thing.
You feel real fortunate to have five division games left?
Yeah. You know, I wish we would have had them earlier. I think, you know, we play I think we should play better against divisional opponents than anybody else. I mean, that's who we're used to playing. But, yeah, now it's crunch time, so.
A lot of fans are like, why is he leaping a helicopter style into defenders in a game that seems to be out of it already and already in letdown mode? What are your thoughts of your quarterback when he does, you know, go for the reward and doesn't think about the risk?
You're talking about Robert?
Yeah.
What'd you say? I don't remember even what you're
talking launch.
About.
I know it was 2 weeks ago now, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you about it. And what that's like and how it inspires the team when he does stuff like that.
Well, you know, you don't want to see your quarterback, especially him, put himself at risk like that, but I think it also sends a message that he's not going to give up and he's going to fight, and I think it all starts at the top, so seeing that's pretty cool.
Do